Saraswat chanting in Gacchati, and he will descend there to acquire the real peace in his life. Kaunteya Pratijanihi, O you son of Kunti, you go and declare in the public with determination, Pratijanihi, you may promise, give a guarantee to the public, the Nome Bhakta Panaswati. My devotee never needs destruction. They can't be ruined. So. their contention, Jamraj, Brahma, Narad, in this point they do not find solution. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. Giving up all sorts of duties, one may come to my feet. This is ananya bhajan. One who will give up all phases of duties and only accept his duty towards me, my exclusive devotee is he. Now, Shashwat Dharma, something, Shikram Bhavati Dharmatma, he will again be seen as a dutiful man, externally pious man. This is anomaly. The meaning of Ananya Bhajan, that means he will give all sorts of duties, pure, impure, everything, and he will come to my feet. Again, he will be very saintly in his career activity in near future. What is the meaning? The father, no?
Yes.
Then, at that time, they marked that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was moving in the sky and taking the name. And they sent for him. He is a pure devotee, and not only an ordinary devotee, but he has got deep knowledge in the scriptures. Let him come and explain this verse. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was invited and he went there. And he gave the meaning. Neskipram Bhavati Dharmatma. Who will be Dharmatma? Vijay Sudrajaru Bhajati Mam Ananyavad. Sadhureva Samantagva. Our conclusion should be, our remark would be, he is a saint, 100% saint, Ananya Bhak. Sadhureva Samantagva. Sammak Bhava Sita Sita. And his statement is 100% right. Who utters that decision? That exclusive devotee of a Krishna, whatever be his outer practices, he is 100% saint, saintly. And who utters, who can understand and utters this, mantabha, who can understand such principle, he will be dharmatma. He will, in near future, shortly, he will become dharmatma. That is, his conduct will be very pure, very soon. And Saraswat chanting, and he will also get the chance of accepting the path towards eternal truth. So, you Arjuna, you take this advantage and go to the public and there you declare with boldness that my devotee that given wholly towards me, though apparently outwardly he may be doing something wrong, but he won't be destroyed. He will be saved. No way of, no destruction for my exclusive devotee. His life is ensured. Go to the public and declare. And you take the benefit of becoming by this declaration, you will get that benefit, that you will become saintly and you will have the chance of the acceptance of the eternal peace, spiritual eternal peace. Whoever will understand will have the courage to declare that my exclusive devotee, they never ruins. They get this chance in their turn. Very soon, they will also come to this path and they will attain the eternal peace. Am I clear?
No? Yes.
It is from that. He has got that appreciation. That appreciation, that exclusive devotion. Everything is meant, everything is for itself and not for any other part. We may obey or disobey the laws of the provincial and separate interests. May do or may not do. But we must obey the rules for itself, everything for him. That is the main rule. All others are subsidiary. We may not may carry on or may not carry on. But we must carry on our duty towards the center. That is the all-important factor in every case. And one who can appreciate that and boldly assert that to the public, he must have got some substantial feeling in the matter and he is sure to survive, to improve his future condition very soon. And he will get that eternal path. It's a path of eternal peace that is himself. That is the underlying meaning. Sarva dharmān parityajya māvekam saraṇam vraja. That is the highest quality in every part of the whole. That everyone must be dedicated towards the center, even crossing his dutifulness in respect to other environment, the position. And one who can feel this, appreciate this and assert this, he will also get soon such position, because his inner heart can appreciate. And there is something of the realization in that path. So that will also come to be victory very soon. And the public will see, or he has also coming, is coming in this path of ananya bhajan, exclusive adherence towards the call of the absolute center. That is all in all. And these things, dharma, Gam Bhavati Dharmatma. Dharma means moral, dutiful, father, mother, country, society, all these things, humanity, all these dharma duties. But they are neglecting all these. If one keeps up his straight relationship with me, he will be considered not committing any fault. Is in the line of Sarva Dharmān Parityajya Māvekam. He is doing the right. And one who can appreciate this, he will also very soon be converted in the same place. That is the bhakti.
It is a new light of your explanation, Maharaj. Of your revealed explanation. কিন্তু ভক্তিবেদান্ত ঠাকুর যেটা ইয়ে করেছেন সেটা তো ক্ষিপ্রং ভবতি ধর্মাত্মা ও হবে আর কি এই অভিজয় শুধু
হবে
না কিন্তু অন্যান্য জায়গায় যে ব্যাখ্যাগুলো এটা হলো আপনার ব্যাখ্যা সবচেয়ে সুন্দর ব্যাখ্যা হলো এটি মহারাজ দিস সর্ট অফ এক্সপ্লেনেশন But other Guru Bhargavas, they
Not only who is following the exclusive devotional path, but who can appreciate this, he will no sooner be than born of this goal.
How others have explained it? Please explain that. How others have explained other general Guru Bhargavas, general explanation. It is your specific explanation.
Sādhuri vāsvānta vāsvāmak bhavasitvīśyā. They'll say that what lack, he is in a sadhana course, but when he will be mature, all these things will disappear. That is, but may disappear or may not disappear. That is my question. My devil is sarvadharman parityajya. আমি তো তাদের দোষী ধরছি কারণ অনন্য ভোজন বলতে গেলে সর্বধর্ম
নিশ্চয়ই
আবার কেন তার ফিরে ধর্ম
রূপ গোস্বামী প্রভু ইজ অলরেডি গিভিং ডেফিনেশন অফ দ্যাট দৃষ্টি স্বভাব জনিত বহু শাস্তি দোষী ন প্রাগিতত্বমীয় ভক্ত জনস্য বসে
রূপ গোস্বামী হ্যাজ গিভেন ডিসক্রিপশন জাস্ট অ্যাজ দি গ্যাঞ্জেস ওয়াটার ইজ সিন টু বি ফিলথি But externally fill the Ganges water, can it not purify? It can. Externally fill the Ganges water. The purificatory capacity of Ganges water has got no concern with external filthiness. Bud, paint, punk of foam. And any mud connection that cannot remove the purifying tendency and capacity of the Ganges water. So the Vaishnava, they may have physical and mental defect, but when Vaishnava means the Atma, in Atma they are a purifying agency, the purest normal factor in the world. But externally, whatever may be seen there, that is like the foam and the dirt in the Ganges water. The purifying capacity of the Ganges water cannot be disturbed by any foam or any dirt mixed with the water. That is something separate. The spiritual capacity does not depend in any way on this material apparent capacity. So Vaishnava, he may be seen, some may be seen a little greedy, some little excited, easily. All these things may be physically also. One may be blind, another may be deaf, another may be lame. But why a Vaishnava will be a lame man? Why he can't hear well? But these things I want to do. That Vaishnava, that is a saint, saintly characteristic is independent of the physical. The Vasudeva Vipra, he was a leper in the Sadhana Mahaprabhu's tour in Kurmakshetra. A leper Vasudeva, he was a great devotee. And in the physical conduct also, if any worm is falling on the earth from his ghagagi vada.
I mean soul.
So he is taking the worm and putting it into the soul, he will die. And also suffering from leprosy. But he was a devotee, saint person. Mahaprabhu welcomed him and Leprosy disappeared.
Embraced him. Mm-hmm.
This way, Sanatana Goswami, when coming back to Puri from Banaras or Vrindavan, then by the contact of the bad water in the jungle, he had some sores on his body. Mahaprabhu used to welcome him, and he pushed back, "Don't touch, this is the body of a sinful man. So many itches and sores are oozing, this bad odor, all these things, don't touch me." Mahaprabhu forcibly
embraced him.
Then one day he told that I should leave the place, or I should invite death falling before the wheel of the Jagannath. Then Mahaprabhu and heart, he chastised him, and then again forcibly
embraced,
and those things disappeared, the good body came out immediately. And this way, Mahaprabhu told Sanatan, "You are a Vaishnava. Your body may not be such defective. Vaishnava is not stressed to me. I am a sannyasi. Whether I have got any difference in the recognition of the in my dealing with the Vaishnava, by seeing the sore is here, this defect is there in the Vaishnava, so I must keep him aside. Vishnu is testing me. Only for that purpose it is sin. And your body is already pure. Only to test the public, Krishna has created this. And if I cannot see, then I will be deceived by Krishna. So it is nothing. It is not, it is a show, mere show. Your body is as pure as anything. You are a Vaishnava, devotee of Krishna. This is only apparent substance, purpose of the divinity, of the Krishna. And where there is Vaishnava, Vaishnavata, the same sense of devotedness, there can never be such thing. Only to test my devotion, Krishna has sent you in this condition to me. So he embraced and showed that it is as pure as anything. Maybe or may not be, still, the principle is this, that our duty is wholesale dutifulness towards Krishna, but that is only necessary. In the ordinary sense, the gopis, they are also sinners. They are crossing the laws of the society and the shastra. So they are sinners, but they hold the highest position of purity for their exclusive devotedness towards Krishna and none else, even at the risk of so much crossing morality. They cannot help themselves but to serve Krishna 100%, and they are considered to be the highest devotional idea. But that sort of devotion is not very cheap. Everyone in this world who shall go on in taking that advantage, that won't do. The devotion must be there, and there is some measurement of the devotion.
Right.
Anyone he will pass in the name of exclusive devotion, that Shaujiya, that cannot be allowed.
Two new devotees has come.
Huh?
Two new devotees have come from America.
New devotees?
Yes.
Today.
Is there we can like try to follow in the footsteps of Sanatan Goswami while chanting when taking the name. Once I hear you say that we should surrender to the name and allow the name to take us wherever he wants.
Oh yes.
So in such a spirit.
That means Sevanmukhi Jivaru. To be in a spirit of service. Dedication to the name, what does it mean? Surrendering means to get impetus from that quarter to regulate me. And there, the connection with the Supreme. Supreme means he does not come to me as a servant, subservient, but as a master. His connection means the connection of a master. He will regulate me. As much as I shall come nearer to him, I shall feel his command and his masterhood, that I am fully regulated by him. To every now, the unity of every now. Then the connection, to get the connection of the name or anything of the Supreme, that means to be regulated by him. Otherwise I am a subject and that is an object, and that is experience of Maya. Do you find, follow?
Yes.
There is the criterion is there. One will find that he is Amla than Amla, and he is only an instrument to the hands of the universal force and me. And that is the criteria. And not that I am a subject and I am enjoying the sound and the feeling, some sentiment within me, and some sort of this shivering and the fears of standing on the on his foot. These external symptoms, they have no value. The real thing is that as much as I am entering into the command of him, and as much as I can think that I am helpless of the helpless, only an instrument in his hand. Everything for himself, that must die to live. We must keep it in mind, die to live. This ego must be dissolved, and another new ego from within will spring up. It means such thing in the end. The test is there, that I am being handled by him. Gradually more and more, I am his servant, Nityodas, Sarvideh. And he is kind enough to regulate me to his highest intensity. He is my Lord, everywhere. Everything is under his control. That sort of transformation must come with you. Hare Krishna, Govind. Nijadharma, the duty, as we find in the direction of the Varnashram. Our duty to the God, to the world, to the environment. Dhyan and meditation about anything and everything. Puja, the archan of the Ramanuja section. Dhyan of the Shankara and other section. And duty of the Jaini Karmakandi. Everything will be of. Kasamavishaki Gaptam Muktijam Praninam Jat. Anyhow, if we get the grace of the divine name, our liberation is effected unconsciously. Gaptam Muktijam Praninam Jat. That is not the real gift of the name. Muktidam prani paramamamitame kam jivanam bhushanamane. And it comes to show that that is one with Krishna and He is the Lord of your life and the ornament, everything in your life is He, that Krishna, that name. And name and the Krishna Himself, the figure, color, are one and the same, inseparably. They are one. And that is your, the Lord of your heart. And the ornamental necessity in you also comes from there. That is everything of you is to be found in Him. The Lord of your life. And also the supplier of all external activities to you also is He. Jivanam bhushanam ade. Hari Krishna. Madhura madhura metan mangalam mangalanam sapalanigam valli chitsadam satpalam chitsarupam. Madhura madhura metan mangalam mangalanam sakalam idam valli satpalam chitsarupam. Preferably. Madhura madhura metan mangalam mangalanam. It is the sweetest of the sweet. And best of all goods. Mangalam mangalanam. All auspicious things are there, but the best auspicious, good to us. Mangalam mangalanam sakalanigam valli satpalam chitsarupam. And that is the conclusion of all the scriptures, revealed scriptures. Sakalanigam valli satpalam chitsarupam. And that is not like only a material sound. The outcome of the ether, not that. Chit-sarupam, it is that spiritual existence. Spiritual, not only a sound which comes from the vibration of the ether, not that. Chit-sarupam, it has got a spiritual existence, of soul. Bhagavaranaramatram tarayit Krishna namuti Madhura Madhura Netana Mangalam Mangalanam Sakalanidam Valli Chitpalam Satpalam Chitsaru Sakajari Muktidan Praninam Jat. Anyhow, if we come to find a space, we get out from all this sinful life. Bhagavaranaramatram tarayit Krishna nam. And no consideration of any caste or creed, or white or black, or Brahmin or Sudra. Anyone coming in his real connection, he cannot but attain his grace. It is very, very, very precious, nobly precious, the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur, Hare Gaur. Nikita Sati Mauri Ratna Mahala Dhuti Nirajita Bhaga Pankaja Bhakti Ayi Mukta Kulai Rupasya Mano Hare Nama Samsayami Rupa Vastani. First, Sanatana Goswami, second, Padma Parampara, and third, Rupa Goswami. Nikita Sruti Mauri Ratna Mala Dhuti Nirahagita Pada. Oh, you, divine name of Krishna. All the leading mantram of the revealed scriptures, they are making some arati, yes? With their light, they are trying to show your holy feet. Nikita Sruti, all these revealed scriptures, advice, Sruti Mauli, the leading among those advices, Mauli Ratnamala Dutinida, and they are very gems, very bright jewels among the Sruti, they come to show by their light, their ray, the holy feet of you, the name, the most gracious representation of the Lord. Pada Pankajan, Aki Mukta Kulai Rupashyamana, and all the liberated souls of normal type, they cannot but show reverence to you. Mukta Kula Yupasya Mana Purito, their sin to worship you all around with their hearty appreciation. Harinamu Sang Sang Srayani, I have come to beg my shelter under your holy feet. This Rupasami is thus. Regard, okay?
Vinod Bihari Prabhu.
Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Vidai Gaur Hari Bol. Vidai, Vidai, Vidai. Whole self-transformation to Krishna satisfaction and die to thee. Die as a member of your family life or country life or human life, social life, religious life, so far. Die there. Disappear completely from there and peep into another one. Live, try to have your life in another place exclusively. Exclusively try to float in another place with full life, full service of Krishna consciousness, transformation, real adjustment. This is, we are all maladjusted in this universe. Proper adjustment is the adjustment in the respect of Krishna consciousness. He is the Supreme, we are all subservient. Everything for Himself, and we have to follow that force, all the things. His beauty, His love, His affection, His ecstasy, above justice, and above any energy also, power, exertion. No amount of exertion, no amount of decision can give Him only surrender, devotion. internal sincere taste for him. That is qualification. I want him from the core of my heart. That is the real qualification. I want him and him all alone. That is the qualification. Want may you have. The simple way. Want and you have. But want sincerely and not superficially, but from the inner core of you. You want him, you have him. That is the general, easy, simple, natural way of taking it. Tattva laulya matram ullame kalam janma kuti sukrite. No good deeds from your present plane can help you. But dissociation with them and inner thing. The heart is sealed, the ego that must be broken, and the inner flow will come out, and that will recognize where is the plane to love and to mix, where is his home, back to God, back to home. The ahankar, that is the ego, that must be broken, and the inner flow will come out. Hiddati hidayagranti chiddanti sarvasansaya. All doubts will be cleared. Just as a child jumped to the mother's lap, can recognize her, he is my mother, intuitively, like that. That inner flow will come out and select, oh, this is my home plane. I am child of this soil. I am floating externally here and there and suffering from reaction. Gaurhari. Nidai Gaurhari Gaur. Nidai Gaurhari Gaur.
Yeah, I'm Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa Parivraya, Kacharya, Stotara, Sushimah, Shila Bhakti, Raksha.
Conception of his followers, he asked them, feet water, I shall drink and then feet water will be off. And they did so, and the fever gone, to teach them. Brahmani, some sort of divinity behind that. Some education, primary education. Primary practice in the religious world. Brahmanam sastribhu sattriyajivi vishishati. Or any Brahman culture, they have come in touch. Ramananda Raya also says that prior to begin Sadhya Sadhav, Raya Kahi Varnas, Sadharma Charani Vishnu Bhakti Hai. The primary beginning is with Varnasram. And then go on. Evajjaya. All five steps. Dwara. Sattva-jaya, sattva-vidanta, vichkocha, vishnu-bhaktu, vishishati. Here proper devotion begins. When Vedanta, or the jurisdiction of the knowledge, crossed. Knowledge area crossed. Then, pure devotion begins. Sarva Vedanta vich pachya Vishnu bhaktu vishishyate. Among scrolls of scholars in the proper Vedanta, one devotee may be found who cannot but be satisfied with the personal character of the God. And Ramananda Raya, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, no shochati no kankati samasvati, but bhakti bhavati para. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur. Kanada Titoha Mukkarada Vichottama Adushma Devincha Prasita Purushottama Unknowable Philosophy. Unknown and unknowable. The knowledge above that is given by devotion. Arupsaya. To receive suggestion, to be able to come in such a position that we will be able to receive suggestion from the upper world, which is unknown and unknowable. Adhokshaya bhakti. That will guide our life from the unknown and unknowable quarter. Hints will come to guide our life. Gansunna bhakti. See? Your devotion begins there. Above calculation. By our reasoning faculty. We try to respect what do you know, do not know. Who are in connection with the unknowable, unknowable. Try to revere them. Adhokshaja. Yato bhakti adhokshaji. You will determine, discriminate, and calculate, and take a decision. Then you will come to love him. I will give your service to him. That's what you do. That won't be. Yadu bhakti, yadu kshadi. The unknown and unknowable. All yours. Attempt.